Fourth pack of Nida, sixth Mishnah. A woman who gave birth to a female child, a daughter, and within 80 days of the birth, she became pregnant, and she also started having contractions from the miscarriage of the second one. Kol dam shiroi tahirim. All the blood that comes out is toya, ad sheyetzei blood, till the actual miscarriage will take effect. Or the another situation is that the twins, and one came out early and the second one came out later. The idea behind it is that in that period of time, she's imei toyar. After the first 14 days of the birth of a daughter, the next 66 days are dam tor. So any dam that she sees then is tor, even though she sees it as a result of contractions from a birth. But once there is a birth, then that is tamei. Rabbi Lezer says, no, this blood is tummy since it's coming from the kishri, from the contractions. It's not regular blood that comes as a result of the previous birth. If she sees regular ziva blood, she's tamei. If she sees ziva blood in this, while she's having contractions, she's tahira. So we see that the fact that she has contractions is a reason to be more lenient. So now that she's after her birth, and that blood is dam tahar, so surely we should be dam hakoshi, we should be surely make it after that blood comes out in a state of contractions. That's what they tied it. Omar Lehem, he answered them, you can't make from this more than the Kav L'Chaimah, Elias Kenidin. If you're learning one from the other thing, it can't be more than the place you're learning it from. What do you mean? Makal Olea Mitumas Ziva V'lo Mitumas Nida. That which we found, that Kishri is more lenient in respect to Tumas Ziva. In respect to Tumas Nida, it's not more Kal. And therefore he said that also over here, that this blood will have a status of Tumas Nida, and therefore it is Tame, even though without the contractions, she is in the Yimei Toya.